This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. An explosion has shaken the Libyan capital, Tripoli, and airport officials have closed the city's last working airport. A Reuters reporter and several interviewed residents said they saw an aircraft circling for more than 10 minutes over the capital with a humming sound before opening fire on a southern suburb, the scene of some of the heaviest fighting between rival forces. Residents counted several missile strikes, which apparently hit a military camp of forces loyal to the Tripoli government in the Sabah district. Authorities then closed Tripoli's only functioning airport. The Libyan National Army, force loyal to Commander Khalifa Haftar, started an offensive 2 weeks ago, but has been unable to breach the government's southern defenses. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Police Chief Paul Ngoma said that four other rebels were also captured. The latest attack came after the World Health Organization reported that epidemiologist Richard Muzuko was killed Friday when several gunmen from a local militia stormed the hospital. At least 12 people were killed in a suicide bombing attack in the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul, on Saturday. Police officials say that a suicide bomber first attacked the gate of the government place, the government building, blowing himself up. But after a five-hour siege, order was restored in the Afghan capital. This is VOA News.